إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، indeed our praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him as He deserves to be praised, and we ask for His aid and His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah azza wa jal from the evil of our own souls and from the evil of our wicked actions. Whomsoever Allah azza wa jal guides, then none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah azza wa jal, alone without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger to precede. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan out of true faith, awaiting the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal, then his previous sins will be forgiven. Brothers and sisters, كما ذكر العلماء, as the scholars have mentioned, this is referring to the minor sins. And as for the major sins, then they require a tawbah, repentance. And alhamdulillah, this is the month of a tawbah and the month of al-maghfirah. This is the month of repentance and this is the month of forgiveness. كما ذكرنا في الحديث الماضي, as we mentioned in the last khutbah, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لله عتقاء من النار وذلك كل ليلة. Allah Azza wa Jal, He frees servants from the fire. He liberates them from the fire in the month of Ramadan, and this is every night. Ramadan is the month of repentance. شهر التوبة والمغفرة. Brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, the devils have been chained. The lusts and the desires have been weakened due to as-siyam, the fast. The passageways for the devil to travel in the body of the son of Adam have become restricted. This is a month, alhamdulillah, where the sa'im, he surrounds himself with righteous companions. And he makes sure that he is in righteous places. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَيُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أن يتوب عليكم ويريد الذين يتبعون الشهوات أن تميلوا ميلا عظيما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants to accept your repentance. But those who follow their lusts and their desires and their whims, they want you to deviate from the straight path. Now, brothers and sisters, Wallahu yuridu an yatuba alaykum. Allah, He wants to accept your repentance. Listen to the hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, kama fi sahihayn in Bukhari and Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Lallahu ashaddu farahan bi tawbati ahadikum min ahadikum bi dhalatihi idha wajadaha. Allah is more delighted at the repentance of one of you than one of you is delighted when he finds the stray camel that he once lost. Allah is delighted that you repent. Naam ya Abdullah wa ya Amatullah. Each and every one of us, Allah is delighted when we repent. Allah is delighted when we turn to Him and ask His forgiveness. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, as comes in the Hadith Qudsi, Ya ibadi, O my servants, إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار وأنا أغفر الذنوب جميعا. فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِ أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. Oh my servants, you sin night and day. Sins of the tongue, sins of the heart, sins of the limbs, you sin night and day. And I forgive all sins. So seek my forgiveness and I will forgive you. brothers and sisters, wallahu yuridu an yatuba alaykum. Allah wants to accept your repentance. وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ أَن تَمِيلُوا مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا. But there are people that want you to deviate from the straight path. They want to divert you from the obedience of Allah to the obedience of the devil. They want to justify evil and corruption. There are those who want to cause you to deviate far from the straight path. They want to prevent you from repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the ways, one of the tricks that the people of Shahawad, lusts and desires, they utilize to prevent us from repenting and turning to Allah Azza wa Jal, is they cause us to focus on the shortcomings and the mistakes of others and we forget about our own selves. Brothers and sisters, when was the last time we turned to Allah with repentance? When? Every single one of us should ask ourselves, when did we repent last to Allah? Can we even remember it? And I'm not talking about lip service. Because tawbah is not just lip service. Tawbah is what? Ibn al-Qayyim defined haqiqat al-tawbah, the essence of tawbah, repentance. He said, "An-nadam ala ma salafa minhu fil madi." It is to show remorse and regret about what happened in the past. Remorse, regret, sorrow. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "An-nadamu tawbah." Remorse and regret is repentance. Not that you blame everyone else for your shortcomings. Not that you want to point the finger without looking at yourself to justify your sins. Repentance, remorse and sorrow is repentance. Brothers and sisters, that remorse is when the individual, he stands before Allah with humility, acknowledging his need of Allah with humbleness. And no doubt it is a feeling that the servant will surely recognize. And Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, وَلَا تَتَحَقَّكَ التَّوْبَ إِلَّا بِهِ. There's no repentance without remorse. He said, إِذْ فَإِذْ مَنْ لَمْ يَنْدَمْ عَلَى الْقَبِيحِ فَذَٰلِكَ دَلِيلٌ عَلَى رِضَاهُ وَإِصْرَارِهِ عَلَيْهِ. Because the one who does not regret, the one who is not remorseful about falling into that sin, then that is a proof that he is happy and he is pleased with it. And he continues and he persists upon it. Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, حقيقه التوبه, the essence of repentance, هي الندم على ما سلف منه في الماضي, is to be remorseful about what happened in the past, والاقلاع عنه في الحال, and to refrain from that in the present, والعزم على ان لا يعاوده في المستقبل, and to be resolute and determined never to return back to it in the future. Brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jalla said subhanahu wa ta'ala, يا ايها الذين امنوا, O you who believe. And we are in this blessed month of Ramadan. This month, if we do not utilize the opportunities to repent, when will we repent? Matanatu. We are in this blessed month of Ramadan. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Turn to Allah with a sincere repentance. عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يُكَفِّرَ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. Perhaps your Lord will forgive you of your sins, will wipe away your sins. وَيُدْخِلَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجَرِي مِن تَحْدِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. And enter you into paradise under which rivers flow. Brothers and sisters, what is a tawbah and nasuh, sincere repentance that Allah commands us with? In this ayah, Al-Hasan al-Basri, he said, a tawbah and nasuh, sincere repentance, and tubghid al-dhamba kama ahbabtahu, wa tastaghfir minhu idha dhakartahu. He said that you detest sincere repentance, is that you hate and you detest that sin to the degree that you loved it. And whenever you remember, you don't remorse, you don't reminisce. Yes, remember good times. They weren't good times. They weren't the days. Whenever you remember that sin, you ask Allah's forgiveness. That is sincere repentance. That you detest, you hate that sin. And whenever you remember it, you ask for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, from the names of Allah azza wa jal is At-Tawwab, the one who accepts repentance. Brothers and sisters, highlighting the importance of the correct aqidah, the correct belief, highlighting the importance of knowing Allah, knowing His names, knowing His attributes, knowing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا وَبَيَّنُوا فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَنَا التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Except those who repent, do righteous deeds, and they openly proclaim the truth, they testify to the truth, these I will accept their repentance, and I am a Tawwab, a Rahim, the one who accepts repentance, the most merciful. A Tawwab, the one who accepts repentance. The scholars of Islam, they mention that a Tawwab, it means what? Allah Azza wa Jalla granted you success to make Tawbah when you repent. And He is the one who accepts the repentance. The one who knows Allah will never despair of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. The one who despairs of the mercy of Allah, he does not know Allah Azza wa Jal. He does not know Allah's names and His attributes. Brothers and sisters, we should never despair. And we should always turn to Allah and repent to Allah. Because after repentance, alhamdulillah, isma'u. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, كما جاء في صحيح مسلم من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يحكيه عن ربه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he conveyed the words of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, listen to this hadith. Listen to this hadith and let us open our ears and our hearts and let it penetrate. Allah said, أذنب عبد ذنب فقال اللهم اغفر لي ذنبي. A servant, he committed a sin. Allah said, a servant, he committed a sin. And then he said, oh Allah, forgive my sin. قَالَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. Allah, the mighty and majestic, At-Tawwab, the acceptor of repentance, Al-Ghafoor, the all-forgiving, Al-Rahim, the bestower of mercy. Allah said, أَذْنَبَ عَبْدِي ذَنْبًا. My servant has sinned. وَعَرَفَ أَنَّ لَهُ رَبًّا يَغْفِرُ الذَّنْبَ وَيَأْخُذُ بِالذَّنْبِ. And he knows he has a Lord who forgives sins and takes people to account due to sins. ثُمَّ عَادَ فَأَذْنَبَ. This slave, he's returned and he committed a sin. This slave, he sinned again. And he said, Ey Rabbi, oh my Lord, اغفر لي ذنبي, forgive my sin. قال تبارك وتعالى. Allah, the mighty and majestic, he said, أذنب عبدي ذنبا. My slave has sinned. This is the second time. But he knows that he has a Lord who forgives sins and takes people to account for their sins. Look at his correct belief. Look at the aqidah salima. He knows he has a Lord, and he knows forgive sins and takes people to account due to sins. Then he returned back to the sin. The third time, this servant, he sinned. And he committed this sin. And he said, Ey Rabbi, اغفر لي ذنبي. Oh my Lord, forgive my sin. قال تبارك وتعالى. Allah said, أذنب عبدي ذنبا. My servant has sinned. And he knows he has a Lord that forgives sins and takes people to account due to their sins.
That was the third time. اعمل ما شئت فقد غفرت لك. Do as you please. I have forgiven you. I have forgiven you what? ما دمت تائبا أواها منيبا. As long as you repent, as long as you show remorse, as long as you turn to Allah with righteous deeds. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. You want to be successful in life? You want to be successful in the dunya and the akhirah? Allah, He said, repent all of you to Allah, O believers. As-Sa'di, He mentions this, دَلَّ هَذَا أَنَّ كُلَّ مُؤْمِنٍ مُحْتَاجٌ إِلَى التَّوْبَةِ. This proves every believer needs to repent. None of us are not in need of tawbah. And this is the month for repentance. This is the month to turn to Allah and beg His forgiveness and ask His forgiveness so that we can leave this month and we'll be forgiven. All of you repent to Allah, O believers, as Sa'di, He said, because the believer, his faith, it calls him to repent. It calls him to ask Allah for forgiveness. Brothers and sisters, if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than 70 times would ask for forgiveness in a day, what about us? وَقَدْ غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَمَا تَأَخَرَ. And his sins were forgiven. Brothers and sisters, let us be from those whom Allah loves. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبَّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Allah loves those who repent and those who purify themselves. In this month to be from those whom Allah loves. Are we going to rush in this month to be from those whom Allah loves and to do what Allah loves?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wal'aqibatu lilmuttaqeen wa la'udwana illa ala al-zalimeen. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasooluh. Brothers and sisters, wallahi Allah Azza wa Jal Ar-Rahim, At-Tawwab, Al-Afu, Al-Ghafur, Al-Ghafar. None of us should despair. Look at our father Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. When he ate from the tree, brothers and sisters, and his wife Hawa, and they made that mistake. They never despaired of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. They said, قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. They said, oh our Lord, we wronged ourselves. اعترفوا. They acknowledged their mistake. And they said, if you do not forgive us and have mercy upon us, then we will be from the wrongdoers. Wallahi ikhwan, كما ذكرت لك من قبل. As السعدي said, هذا وإبليس مستمر في معصيته وطغيانه غير مقلن عن معاصي. Look at Iblis, that arrogant, haughty, wretched Iblis. He was arrogant and he continued upon his disobedience. He continued and he tried to justify it. And he tried to argue why he was right and why he was corrupt. And he didn't refrain from that sin. And look where it took him. And look at his abode. But look at Adam, whoever resembles Adam, as Sa'di, he said. And acknowledges his error. And asks Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness. Allah Azza wa Jal, اجتباه ربه وهداه. Allah will choose him and guide him. Brothers and sisters,
Al-Allamah Al-Sa'di rahimahullah, he said with regards to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam and Hawa, فَمَنْ أَشْبَهَ آدَمْ بِالْإِعْتِرَافِ وَالسُّؤَالِ الْمَغْفِرَةِ وَالنَّدَمِ وَالْإِقْلَاعِ إِذَا صَدَرَتْ مِنْهُ الذُّنُوبِ
اجتباه ربه وهداه. ومن أشبه إبليس إذا صدر منه الدم لا يزال يزداد من المعاصي، فإنه لا يزداد من الله إلا بعدا. Therefore, whoever resembles Adam by acknowledging their mistake, asking for forgiveness, showing remorse and refraining from this sin, if they commit sins, Allah Azza wa Jalla will choose them and guide them. However, whoever imitates Iblis, if they commit a sin and they continue and increase in their disobedience, then they become further and further from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wal-iyadu billah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, it is upon us, each and every one of us, to repent while repentance is accepted and while we have the chance to repent. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Repentance is not accepted for those who do evil deeds. حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدُهُمُ الْمَوْتِ. And when death comes to one of them, قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنِ. They say, I repent now. It's too late. Don't wait until death comes to you, because we don't know when we're going to die. We might not have time to repent. It might be momentarily that we die and we never repented. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَلَلَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ. Nor will it be accepted for those who die and they are disbelievers. أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْتَدَنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. For them we are prepared a painful torment. Brothers and sisters, this month of Ramadan, the month of maghfirah, the month of forgiveness, the month of repentance, the month where Allah Azza wa Jalla has made it easy for each and every one of us to turn to Him and to repent, to leave this month as a better Muslim, to leave this month fearing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, to leave this month Alhamdulillah, because we never know if we're going to reach another Ramadan. This could be our last. Are we fasting like it's our last? Are we behaving like it's our last? Or do we think subconsciously that we're going to live forever? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. Repentance is accepted from those who do wrong and then they repent soon after. Brothers and sisters, look what Allah Azza wa Jal, He said about those who do not repent. Those who do not ask for Allah's forgiveness. Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُوبَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Those who do not repent, they are the wrongdoers. Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, قَسَّمَ الْعِبَادِ إِلَىٰ قِسْمَيْنَ. Allah divided His servants into two categories. At-ta'i, those who repent, and the oppressor. وَلَيْسَ ثَمَّ قِسْمٌ ثَالِثٌ. There's no third category. Either repentant individual or the wrongdoer. Because the wrongdoer is ignorant of the right of Allah Azza wa Jal. He is ignorant of the shortcomings of his own soul. And he's ignorant of his evil actions. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Brothers and sisters, it's upon us to aid one another in that. To advise one another with righteousness and piety. It's not about trying to be better than somebody else. It's about loving for your brother what you love for yourself from good. Even if you fall short, you still want him to do that good, or you still want her to do that good. And you don't want any harm to befall them. Unfortunately, in this time, when you advise people to repent, and you advise people to better themselves, people try and ridicule that. People try and mock that. People try and make you feel guilty for that. But brothers and sisters, pay no attention to that. Wa aqimis salah.
حي على الفلاح قوة قامت الصلاة.